I have permission to make my journey my own, to take only what works and discard the rest. I can create a personalized pathway unique to my needs, goals, and growth. Welcome to Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson, former teacher turned entrepreneur. It wasn't that long ago that I lacked the confidence to leave my 25-year career in education and make the decision to follow my dreams of owning my own coaching business. Now, I still get to help people, but I'm doing it on my own terms. I created Confidence Unbound to help others gain the confidence to take the first scary steps towards fulfilling their most audacious goals and living the life of their dreams. I offer strategies to help you silence the negative self-talk, overcome fear and self-doubt, and stop the self-sabotage that's holding you back. Maybe you have dreams that you haven't fulfilled yet, or you want to start designing your dream life. If you have the desire for something more in your life, you're in the right place, my friend. Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson. I've always been a bit bored with average. I want my life to be meaningful and, well, above average. If you're a personal development junkie like me, you may have found yourself bored with your life. Some of you may have been drawn to personal development because you had something major happen. Today, I want to talk to you about why we seek the world of personal development, why our attempts at growth aren't working, the dark turn personal growth can take, and how to find your way back to the brighter path. Get ready to be informed and inspired to make change. Let's get started. When I was 23, I married a manipulative, controlling man. Obviously, I hadn't intended on doing that, but that whole love is blind thing really made me, you know, blind. I was divorced by the age of 27, and my whole life view changed over the next 22 years. After the divorce, I remember the extreme relief I felt at finally having him out of my life, but I also had shame, and maybe not the shame you'd think of. I wasn't ashamed of the divorce. I really was relieved to be free from him. My shame came from a different source. Here I was, a young and intelligent woman, and I spent 4 years with someone who turned out to be a terrible person. The shame centered around one question: how had I let myself be taken advantage of? I can say that this is where my personal development journey began, this huge change in my life. I think this is one reason a lot of people start. A huge turning point that calls for an identity shift. This can be an incredibly fun time in your life where you resurrect parts of your identity that might have gone dormant, or you may explore parts of your identity that didn't make sense at the time, but now make perfect sense. After the divorce, I didn't get married for another 9 years, which meant I had a great time exploring what it was like to be back in the dating pool in my 30s. It was a whole new identity for me. Even when I got remarried, I took on additional identities of being a wife and a mother. Another reason people get into personal development is because they're in a dark place. They're trying everything to get out of it. I've talked about this in other episodes, but I was there just a year ago. In 2022, we moved from Washington State back to Nebraska. This instance still involves identity, but the focus for me was that I was incredibly unhappy and quite miserable. The amount of change in my life was so significant and sudden that I experienced toxic stress where I was unable to process the first major life changes before additional changes were added. The compound effect of these changes really put me in a dark place. In that moment of my life, I used personal development to crawl out of a hole. I wasn't using it to create a better me. I wasn't using it to achieve dreams and goals. I was using it because it was a lifeline for my brain, a beacon of hope, and the potential answer to the question of why I suddenly felt like a whole different person. And it worked. I spent the summer break after my first year of teaching back in Nebraska learning to rewire my brain. It took a lot of reading, learning, studying, conversations, and journaling to get myself back. I look at my journals during that year. I can't count the number of times I wrote, "I feel lost" in the entries. Personal development pulled me through. Am I saying do this instead of therapy? Absolutely not. Go see a therapist if you need one. I didn't go see one, and I'm sure I would have found my way much sooner if I'd had one. A third reason people get into personal development is because they have this view of what life should be like, so they take on the mission to change it. This is where I am currently. The mission to create a better than average life can be a good or bad thing depending on where you take it. I want to talk about the good first. Now, even after all that happened to me just a short year ago, I love my life. Yes, I said that. I love my life and I love the person I am now. Is it perfect? Nope. Are the difficult days? Yep. But I do love being back in Nebraska now. We've been in our dream home for a year and it's amazing. I have a coaching business that I love. I may have left the teaching profession, but I left while I still loved it. It's been fun hanging out with my family and Mike's family. I can wake up every day grateful, even on the difficult days. And I also still think my life could be better. I love where I am now, but I also know I can achieve more. You could say that I get bored with an average life in a good way. I am very happy, but I also have many cool, awesome things that I want to accomplish. Like anyone else, I have doubts and fears. Other people's voices make their way into my head and sometimes they hold me back. Fear of judgment from society makes me second guess myself. Fear of failure comes in a close second, but I utilize my personal development skills, put on my big girl jeans, put fear in the passenger seat where she belongs, and take massive action. I already feel like I live an extraordinary life, and I know when I reach my goals, it will become even more extraordinary. I keep living that process. It not only allows me to be happy with my life now and who I am right now, but also allows me to be excited for the life and the identity shift I'll make when I reach my goals. I've learned to love my life while still maintaining the excitement of reaching for the next level me. Sounds great, doesn't it? Trust me, it is. But this path can take a fork in the road that's dark and full of ruts and setbacks. On this other path, you also are bored with an average life, but not in a good way. If you veer off onto this path, it can cause you to hate your life because it's average. You're constantly chasing that dream life instead of realizing you can be living your dream life now and still be working toward the next level of your dream life. When this happens, nothing in your life is good enough because you're not where you want to be. This creates a host of other problems too. So I want to talk about six common problems you might come across. One problem might be that you're looking for the silver bullet. You're constantly reading, watching videos, or listening to podcasts, but not really taking the time to implement these ideas. You may have found it difficult to sustain the new habits over the long term and also find it troublesome to integrate some of these new habits into your already busy life. A second problem you might deal with is the sheer amount of information you're consuming. It could be that you're experiencing overwhelm and analysis paralysis with all this material, so you have no idea what to start with, how to utilize it, or how to implement it into your life. In the end, you've done all this work, but you just feel stuck. A third problem is that you could also find that you went into your personal journey without really defining what your end result looks like. Just thinking, I want to be a better person, or I want to have more confidence, aren't enough. Going in without a plan is like taking a trip without GPS. You might see some really cool things along the way, but you can't really appreciate your journey, and you don't really know where you're going. Fourth, you may see that you're dealing with self-doubt and constantly comparing yourself to others who are living the life you want. You wonder why they're further ahead than you. You're doing the same things they are, but they're killing it and you're not, which can totally lead to some feelings of inadequacy. A fifth problem is that you may find yourself looking in the mirror and really struggling with what you see. When you decided to go on this journey of personal growth, you had to be really honest about what you wanted and needed to change about yourself. Sometimes we learn things about ourselves that we wish weren't true or that shame us, which can cause intense negative feelings, leading to some serious negative self-talk. The sixth and final problem I want to discuss is that you may find that you have a deep-seated fear of failing to reach your full potential. This fear could show up as procrastination, self-sabotage, or an inability to take risks that could further your personal growth. Here's the advice I have to give you. Everyone involved in personal development, even me as a confidence coach, will tell you they have the answers, the path to success. But here's the thing. While our intentions are good, because we genuinely want to help people and believe what we offer does help people, we don't have all of the answers. We had all the answers for ourselves for our particular problem. I'm going to throw myself under the bus a little here. I have a one-to-one high-ticket coaching offer that helps you cultivate self-confidence and self-worth. Has my package helped people? You betcha. It wouldn't be a good package if it didn't. But personal development is a very personal journey. If you aren't aware that you lack confidence in certain areas, my package isn't for you. It's not the end-all be-all for every single person on the planet. That realization led me to create my other offer, which is the Thrive Tribe community. All those things that I mentioned previously that you're struggling with, those six problems, I suspect that you're doing your personal development in isolation. You need a tribe of like-minded people who see you. They're on the same road that you are. And let's face it, road trips are so much better with friends. The Thrive Tribe community will help give you the support and accountability that you need on your journey to next level you. You can bounce ideas off people. You can take your time with your journey. You can ask questions of people who are on the same path or maybe even a few steps ahead of you. When I first started my coaching business, I did it in isolation, total isolation. I felt like I was working really hard, but getting nowhere. Sometimes your journey may feel like that too. You're working really hard on self-improvement, trying to achieve your goals and fulfill your dreams, but it's a lot of new learning, deciphering what the authors are saying, and it takes time and energy to implement it into an already full life, only to be frustrated when you don't reach your goals. That was me starting my business. It wasn't until I joined a cohort of coaches that I realized that I was going about my growth in the wrong way. I was working on back-end projects that didn't need to be done yet. Once I met my tribe, I totally figured out what I needed to change, what I needed to ignore. Yes, I said ignore because not everything will work for you, and what I needed to implement that would work specifically for me. It all started to click, but it wasn't until I forced myself out of isolation that I started to grow. In addition to this, I've always been the person who wants to run with a million ideas. My tribe forced me to really focus on one thing at a time. I could do it all. I just couldn't do it all right now. So what did I learn with my new tribe after years of trying to do it all by myself? First, two or more heads really are better than one. Second, I have permission to make my journey my own, to take only what works and discard the rest. I can create a personalized pathway unique to my needs, goals, and growth. Third, other people have the same fears and self-doubts. The cool part is that the reason for their fears were different from mine, so we could coach each other through the fear and right into action. Fourth, when I was with others, we held each other accountable with a combination of support and tough love. Oh, trust me, some of that love was really tough. And fifth, this one was a really hard one for me, but I discovered that I have to go slower to quantum leap anything in my life. Can you get where you want to be without a tribe? You're smart. Of course you can. But here's the thing. You won't get there quickly. You've already been doing what you're doing in isolation, and you're not where you want to be. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So why not try something different? So if you are someone who wants to live your best life and you want to quantum leap to get there, you're constantly working on improvement, but you struggle to find other like-minded people to help you with accountability, to give you support, then try out the Thrive Tribe community. It's officially open for 52 founding members for $24 a month or $19 if you pay for the year, but this is a limited time offer only open to the first 52 people who are willing to come into the community early to give some feedback and make it this outstanding and safe place to learn and grow. Once it's open to the public, the price is going to bump up to $39 a month. The founding members' price won't be given again. So if you're interested, jump on this right now while you still can. If you are interested in being a founding member, head over to Instagram at liveandthrive365 and DM me. I'll send you the link to the page that explains what being a founding member entails If you like what you hear on Confidence Unbound, you'll absolutely love the carefully curated and created content you're going to find in the Thrive Tribe community, along with the support of like-minded people, the accountability, and the weekly live trainings with a Q&A at the end that I'll offer weekly. Whether or not you join the Thrive Tribe, and I hope you do, because I'd love to see you there, find yourself something, a person, a group, a tribe. Don't keep doing it by yourself. Personal growth is a never-ending journey. There's always new, cool milestones ahead and multiple destinations on your journey. It's so much more fun to share it with people that you love. All right, my friends, I hope you found this helpful. Today, we talked about why we might seek the world of personal development, why our attempts at growth aren't working, the dark turn personal growth can take, and how you can find your way back to a brighter path by finding your tribe. If you want to learn more about how to quantum leap your personal growth, visit the blog at liveandthrive365.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any thoughts, questions, topic requests, or just want to drop us a line, we would love to hear from you. You can always catch up on previous episodes on our website and stay connected with us on social media. Find us on Instagram at liveandthrive365 to join the Thrive Tribe. Thank you so much for listening. Your support means everything. Before we say goodbye, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us improve and allows us to create more helpful content for you. New episodes go out every Wednesday. Remember, you deserve to thrive. Take care, my friends.